Proclamation number 4800 of 20th of December, 1949. End of the Time of Graces. Serious reminder. The time of grace will soon be over and people will not change. They rebel against every stroke of fate which should bring them realization. They don't make use of any help from God because they don't believe in Him. They walk in darkness and shun the light, and a dreadful end is in store for them according to God's eternal plan of salvation. And this end is coming soon. No matter what people start to do in order to live well, it will all be done in vain and people will no longer benefit from it. For their thinking and striving is only earthly. But everything earthly is transient, and even the earth will experience a change in its external form which necessitates the dissolution of matter. And thus matter, which surrounds the human being, will pass away and only that will remain which people have created and acquired spiritually. And this will be very little with most people. Again and again they are reminded of the end, of the transience of earthly things. Again and again they are placed in situations where it is easy for them to take the step into the spiritual kingdom, where they are urged to pray, to call upon the one who is their creator and sustainer. Yet they rarely take the opportunity to gather spiritual riches. And thus the admonitions and warnings have to become ever more serious. Ever sharper means have to be used to make people think, to make them aware of the transience of earthly things. And therefore the world will experience a spectacle which would certainly be suitable to bring people to their senses if only they would recognize it as a sign from above. But only few see it for what it is. As a last admonition and warning call from God before the earth experiences a work of destruction from which the new earth is to emerge, God announces Himself beforehand and gives a last sign, and whoever pays attention to it can still save his soul from eternal death. But anyone who passes by it will have to expect a difficult fate when the end has come. For on the day of judgment every person will receive what he strived for on earth. Anyone who has sought the spiritual kingdom will also enter it and then be allowed to dwell in paradise on the new earth. But anyone who is a friend of matter will receive what he desired. He will again be bound in hardest matter and will have to languish in captivity again for an infinitely long time because he was unable to detach himself from that which he was meant to overcome on earth. Because he did not want to free himself from the earthly and left the spiritual unnoticed. You humans, remember the end. For it brings true death to the soul which did not seek life on earth. Detach yourselves from matter, do not be slaves to that which pulls you into the abyss. Let yourselves be admonished and warned, and listen to the voice of the prophets who speak to you in God's stead and announce to you the near judgment. And so listen to their speeches and respect them as God's word, who wants to speak to you through His servants on earth so that you may save your soul from eternal death, so that you may come to your senses and stretch up your hands to Him so that He may help you and save you from eternal ruin. Amen.